Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
You're sitting in a restaurant and the person at the next table is slurping their drink or licking their knife or gasp has taken their phone out and you're outraged. You want to burn the place to the ground. But in a world that clearly isn't doing that well, is this really worth getting upset about? Should people be allowed to eat the way they like, or are there standards we should all adhere to? News Talk's What's Wrong With My Fingers correspondent Henry McCain has been out measuring the red hot fury. Good afternoon, Henry.
Yeah, good afternoon, and I don't lick my fingers, and I know today the Irish Times say phones and iPads at the table have become a part of how we eat, but etiquette is about creating an environment that everybody can enjoy. I totally disagree with that statement. I think we need to go back to how it used to be. I think we do need to have standards in restaurants. I think we need to bring back manners when it comes to even a fast food restaurant. I mean, there's a certain way you hold your hamburger. There's a certain way you eat your French fries.
Oh God, is there?
You've got to have some standards. And to be honest with you, all bets are off. I mean, people out there, you mentioned they're slurping, but they're burping as well. They're farting. They are...
Oh, dear.
On their screens, they're watching Premier League football matches during the meal, all sorts of carry on. But I mean,
Eating by yourself in a restaurant, in a middly restaurant, yes. Not a fancy one. Mm-hmm. And you know, you're by yourself, so you kind of watch something. What's the harm?
I think it's a no-no. Okay, fine. If you're on your own, you might be, you know, checking a text message. That's all right, then put the phone away. But yeah.
You read a book, if you're by yourself, mm-hmm. and you read a book while you're eating. Is that okay?
I think reading a book is okay. I think
even
that's all
if
right.
you drop little bits of pasta on the page and then you have to kind of wipe it off. Yeah. And now it gets a bit gross.
It is. Or even you see people on their laptops, you know, trying to eat their dinner. And they have their laptops open and they're trying to type up a letter or perhaps read something. Yeah, no, it's not great. It's not great out there at all. And we're asking today about manners and when it comes to restaurants and etiquette in restaurants, do we need to bring it back? Here are the experiences of waiters discussing the worst and most disgusting habits they've come across.
I would just say there was one bank holiday, I think it was the August bank holiday I was working maybe 2 years ago, and there's this woman, she still really sticks with me because it was bank holiday, it just got unexpectedly really busy all of a sudden, and I had like a whole section up by myself, we were short staffed, and she saw that I was running around with 10 different tables, and she still decided to be like, well, you haven't topped up my wine, it's my friend's birthday, she's having a terrible day. Well, her friend didn't say anything
so
to
she
me.
She really went for you.
She really went for me, and me, like a young man, I couldn't help myself, I was just like, well, sorry, I didn't give you what you expected, and then she asked for a lighter and she stole it, so.
She stole your lighter.
Yes.
What's your worst experience from a customer?
Probably like a man a few years older than myself who asked for my number and then kind of proceeded to just follow me around for the rest of the night. Or the woman who got sick on my shoes. That was actually worse. Scratch that. The woman who got sick on my shoes was definitely the worst.
So there was a man who followed you around. He wanted your number.
Yeah.
And he just wouldn't leave you alone. And that happens a lot to both male and female waiters, mainly female waiters. And you know, somebody puking on you. Was it projectile? How did it happen?
She was like quite wobbly on her feet, bless her. It was quite late in the evening. And she just got up off the chair and out it all came. But she actually was then being brought to the bathroom by her friends. And they, I was like, oh, maybe I'll take this off you. It was like quite a full glass of wine. And she got quite verbally aggressive then.
And she was aggressive too.
Yeah,
she told you when
she was extremely, extremely intoxicated. So.
And did they leave a tip?
No.
Did they pay for the dry cleaning?
No. I got to clean up her sick though, so that was my tip.
Reward.
Okay, that's at the extreme end of things. I would have thought. One texter says double dipping. Now, that's all they've said. It doesn't say whether they like it or they disapprove of it. I was at a wedding and several phones were out watching the rugby match during the speeches. Incredibly rude. Another text says, only one rule is required. Don't do anything that negatively impinges on others. Well, that's absolutely fair enough. But if somebody at the next table is looking at a phone, does that impinge on you, really? We told our children not to bring home any prospective partners who didn't know how to use a knife and fork properly.
That's fair enough.
Ooh, okay.
That is fair enough. And you can learn it. You can learn how to use a
knife
and
fork. No, you could, yeah, you could, yeah. But I mean, you know, no scooping with the fork and that kind of thing.
Well, this is it. The Americans eat differently. They chop everything into small pieces and they just use their fork. They don't use their knife and fork. And
yeah,
again,
yeah.
You know, even you mentioned licking the knife. Just don't do it. Just,
yeah.
But you see it. You see some terrible table manners out there. And again, we need to sort it out. And just recently I was in Johnny Fox's up there in the Dublin Mountains. And I had this, I think it was a Guinness and beef pie or a beef and Guinness pie. Amazing.
Nice.
The food was amazing. Yeah. The staff was great. Everything was great. I have no complaints, even though here's the complaint.
Yeah.
If it's okay to make a complaint, even though it's not about the Johnny Foxes, because it was great. The table beside us, they had like maybe three kids, all under the age of five, all had screens, and they were all given the screens, and they just watched screens right through the meal. And my son kept saying, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy, can I watch something on your phone, or can I have a look at the iPad?" And I'm like, "No, you're not going anywhere near it." And again, it made it really difficult for me to be strict and bold and say no, because there was this table. Okay, and in fairness, that table were quiet. The kids were behaving.
That's why they gave them the screens.
Yeah, and my son was roaming. And Johnny Fox is just full of Warrens, and it's, you know, it's quite big and lots of things to look at. And he perhaps was getting in the way of the waiters and waitresses and what have you. But saying that, it was
which
not...
Which they hate when that
they
happens.
They absolutely hate it. They hate it because it's dangerous.
But you see, at the same time, if they hadn't given them the screens and you're sitting beside a table and it's full of...
They would have
crying
been, they would have been
and
screaming.
Moaning and
that's
more, you know, that, you know.
But is it giving up? Is it completely giving up?
I mean, the golden rule is... Don't tell other parents how to parent their kids, really, when it comes down to it.
Yeah.
Every family has to make their own decisions. Some families will sit down there and make interesting conversation with their four-year-olds, which, let's face it, isn't that interesting.
Well, you've only got a window with a child of that age of maybe 15 minutes in a restaurant.
Yeah, and then it's all over.
It's just chaos then.
As soon as they've stared at their dinner for 10 minutes and refused to eat it. Never mind restaurants, people in general have no social awareness, as another texter, slurping and chewing loudly... Or eating with your mouth open. I also heard people who don't use napkins, or when restaurants give you those tiny square ones and you need a larger one to wipe everything. Yeah, that annoys me as well when the napkin isn't big enough.
I've noticed that napkin. Sometimes you have to beg for a napkin.
Yeah.
I know, obviously, they're made of paper and all the rest of it and it costs money.
Yeah.
Or maybe if it's a fancy restaurant, they will give you a real cotton one. You can't beat a real cotton napkin.
No.
Amazing.
The worst for me is a phone or device that's making noise. Even if it's to keep a young child from making noise, get them headphones. That's a fair point.
Yeah.
That is intrusive.
And on that,
really.
On the making noise, here is a restaurant manager and lots of noise happens with phones. Here we go.
Mark Breen here from Coppinger Row, Row Wines, Charlotte Quay and Orwell Road. Nice to be here.
Mark, when we take customers in 2025, coming into the Christmas season, I can't believe I've mentioned Christmas, you know, has etiquette changed completely? Is it now okay to hold your knife and fork anywhere you like? Is it now okay to watch a Premier League football match during the meal? Are all bets off?
Well, we've now had 20 years of being in Coppinger Row next door, nearly 20 years, so it has changed quite a bit. Obviously, when we were first opened, social media wasn't really a thing, so people do feel it's okay to take their phones out. It's a difficult one for us because we love people taking pictures and obviously sharing it with their friends.
So it's okay to take photos of
food? I personally don't like it if I'm dining with other people and they're doing that, and I wouldn't take my phone out and take pictures of food. But the benefits of that...
And there goes a phone. I'm always sitting here.
I know.
It happens. Phones go off.
They do.
And should you take that call? I mean, you know, if me and you were getting stuck into our starter, I've taken a photograph of my starter. Is it okay for you to take that call?
I mean, I would say no. I would say no, but I was just across the road with a friend and we were talking about the fact that even, you know, I'm 48, he's slightly older than me, and the fact that there is that addiction to telephones now, or the need to answer phones, which is terrible. It's terrible for us, but it's also terrible for the restaurant experience, because it takes the attention away from the food, from the atmosphere, from the wait staff that are there to entertain you.
And habits, I mean, what sort of disgusting habits have you seen? I know I was in a restaurant there and someone near me farted. and the whole table laughed, and I was
horrified. We can't do anything about that. It's better than holding it in and getting a sore tummy. No, to be honest, I'm very lucky. I wouldn't say the habits are bad. You know, people come into the restaurants. I mean, we're very loose. We're not high-end, fancy restaurants.
Oh, you are.
thank you, but we're not. We kind of... We have an open door policy. People can come in. We want people to use it as an extension of their homes, where they can relax and have a good time, and not feel that they need to act differently.
There you go. That's Mark Breen from Coppinger Road there. One texter says, I tried to go for dinner before a gig recently, and most places nearby didn't have any cutlery or proper plates. It was wooden forks and paper plates. Disgusting. Somebody else says it's either screens or screams. Very pithy. Children running around the restaurant, parents just standing by and doing nothing. That's you, Henry.
Well, this
that's
is me.
That is, you know, running around, storing it for everyone else.
And I was told off. Well, I wasn't told off. My son was told off. We were in a restaurant there not that long ago, and I allowed him to roam, and the manager actually gave out to my son and said, you need to go and sit down. What are you doing? And he had such a shock. It was like as if we'd gone back to the 1980s.
Yeah.
And like that, I was up at Loch Earn, and great service. The waiter listened, you know, and did everything that we asked the waiter to do. And, you know, we gave the waiter a good tip. And on that, the whole TripAdvisor thing, I admit I never look at TripAdvisor to find out whether or not it got a good review. I just hope. I always go in there and just hope. But restaurants and bars, they worry about this. They want to get five-star reviews. It matters to them. Here is Aaron from the bar Dakota.
That's the classic. You don't order a hot dog in the sushi place. If you're in a bar that's a lot more relaxed, 100%, go for it. That's what we are. More of a bar that sells food than a restaurant. If you're in a restaurant for fine dining and that's the experience you're looking for, then maybe just lean into it a bit more.
Is it a generational thing? You say lean into it. Do we all need to lean into it a bit more and think those old-fashioned manners, as you said, fine dining, cotton tablecloths, using the right knife and fork at the right time?
Sometimes you might be in the mood for that level of fine dining, of that level of service, of someone pouring the wine for you. Sometimes you just want to be left alone to your table to, okay, we're hungry, but we're not here. And we're not here for the service per se. You still want good service, but you're not here for, let's say, white glove service. You just want to not to cook tonight and come out and enjoy yourself. I'd say a solid 10% of all people have been rude since the day I got into this industry over 12 years ago. And you focus on them more than anything. It's been a long time since somebody's clicked their fingers at me, I'd say. But no more than what I was 12 years ago.
And do you have to try a little harder because of TripAdvisor? And, you know, do you worry about stars? Or if you just wake up each day and do the best job you can, it's enough?
Ah, look, the type of people who actually throw up stuff on TripAdvisor and such are going to be the hypercritical ones. As you'll say, 1 in 10 people who have a good experience will give a good review, whereas pretty much 1 in 2 to 1 in 3 who have any sort of bad inclination will put up a bad review. And then also there is the people who just want to criticize as well. It doesn't, like, we just try and give the best service that we can every single day.
An atmosphere, like your place, Dakota, has a huge amount of atmosphere, something that you can't buy.
12 years in the game, you just see it for what it is. And you learn tricks, because otherwise it'll ruin your night. You look at that person, you try to think to yourself, ah, somebody's that guy's friend. And you just get over it. And then you have to accept the fact that sometimes people have bad days. That's just it.
There you go. Yeah, he's right. Sometimes people have bad days, but it's the, I'm going to go on TripAdvisor now and
punish you.
And punish you. But like, is it a lot of Americans on TripAdvisor who seem to have this kind of, they didn't give me the meal for free?
Yeah, the Americans kind of attitude. Are obsessed with the star rating, but so are young people here in Ireland. They would look at it and they would decide whether or not to go. Yeah,
oh,
it's
gosh.
The whole app online culture. It's just taken over reality.
Yeah, I don't, and I also don't understand why people take pictures of their dinner.
That's huge. The whole picture taken.
I know, but only because 90% of the time I'll ever see a picture of someone's dinner, I go, that's absolutely gack. I wouldn't eat that.
Food photography, it's a real thing. I mean, to get a good photo of food, it's really, really hard.
Yeah.
I remember years ago, I used to enjoy watching Polaroid food pictures outside restaurants because they were so awful. And I used to think, wow, what a badly taken photograph.
Exactly.
Why would I want to eat that?
It's like you're in Malta or someplace and they just have pictures of the food. That's what social media looks like now, with bad pictures of easy food.
Or in Japan, they have plastic food to show you what it would look like outside. It's bizarre. I don't get the whole photo thing.
I had lunch the other day next to a man who coughed the whole way through the meal. It really irked me. I can understand that. Mm. He probably couldn't help it, the poor fella. Anything that keeps the kids quiet is welcome. Intrusive noise is the enemy. Eating on your own is so boring. Why would it bother anyone if you're using your phone, as long as it's not making noise, but phones should be put away otherwise. Consideration for other diners is key. Well, indeed. Why do people FaceTime somebody while eating out in a restaurant? Even if they had headphones in, I think it is so bizarre that you can see one person horsing their dinner into them and listen to a one-sided conversation. Nobody savours their food anymore. Another text that says, families who don't tidy up after themselves in self-service fast food restaurants, it takes nothing to be considerate.
Yeah, that is true. I think you should always tidy up in a fast food restaurant.
I know, but it can be hard, especially if you've got the old, you know,
ketchup sachets all over the place.
And, you know, screaming kids and, you know, blah, blah.
And you just want to get out.
Those selfie lights. We sat next to a table the other day where they did the whole photo shoot before they even had taken a drink of their cocktails. And that's those big round yokies that they bring around.
So they were there basically making content for their Instagram account or something. They weren't really there to enjoy it. Well, this is the world we live in now. I mean, we live in a world of phoniness where everything, God, I sound miserable, is fake and has to be shown to the world and its smiles and its beauty. And just sit there, enjoy your food in peace. I love eating on my own. I love a dark corner of a restaurant, just sitting there, me and the dinner. No one else. Love it. I love the antisocialness of it.
Well, if you're a chef, it must be a bit soul destroying if you've come up with some meal and you're kind of proud of it, and then it's brought out to somebody and they take a picture of it.
Oh no, absolutely. Yeah. I think it's really
rather
really
than
hard.
Go, I can't wait to eat this,
and they don't. They might nibble on it, and then they have, you know, the food comes back, and the chef is like, I've spent hours prepping that, and it just goes straight into the bin. But on that, we do speak to the young waiters again about the photographs and about pictures, and also about kids on smart devices.
Well, I would say for kids, as long as they're not making a ruckus, like I work as a waiter, and in many instances, kids, when they're running around the restaurant, they are more just distracting and they're more of a danger. If they're sat there, they're not making any trouble, they're not making any noise, I think that's fine. You know, it would be nice for them to socialise, maybe when the dinner comes and the meal comes, okay guys, your food's here, let's have a chat or something. But like, as long as they're not a danger, I feel like that's fine.
Finger snappers. Do people actually snap their fingers
out? Yeah. They do. Or put their hands up.
It's a finger snapping for me. Yeah. Really gets me. I think it's like the rudest thing.
That still
thing.
Happens?
Yeah.
Why do people do it?
I think they're just impatient. I think they just, I don't know, when people are being served, they kind of lose all sense of like propriety.
And you're really okay with people taking photographs of the food, you know?
Yeah, why not? Camera eats first, as they say. Like, I have no problem with that.
No, that doesn't affect me at all. Yeah. I suppose the chefs put a lot of effort into the food, so why not?
So I was a waiter way back in 2002 in Cafe Mao in Daneri.
Okay.
And Ray Darcy came in and he ordered food and he left a huge tip. He left €20, a lot of money now, a lot of money then. Is it all about the tipping? And is that important that they leave a decent tip?
I think it's appreciated, definitely, but I wouldn't treat a table differently if they weren't. I think it depends on like the size of the group, what they're ordering, how long they're there for, if it's a special event, if it's a corporate event.
For like smaller groups, like just a group of friends or like a family that are maybe a bit more like demanding, or they're like just you're giving them a good time, you'd expect a bit of a tip from them, I'd say.
There you go. One texter says, who said eating on your own is boring? Solo dining is a luxury. It is fabulous. You, good food, your favourite wine, a good book, heaven. Well, you heard Henry rhapsodising on that as well. In a restaurant a few years ago, where the two girls at the next table took so long taking photos of the food that the food was cold when they went to eat it. sent it back. Oh my
God. They sent it back.
Yeah. On TripAdvisor, I have left 15 positive reviews and one terrible review. I was quickest to leave the negative review, though, because the experience was so bad. But fair dues to you for leaving so many positive reviews. And someone else says, this TikTok trend of plating up your Chinese and they take a bite, and I'm looking at it, wanting to tell them to keep their mouth shut while chewing. Showing my age, methinks.
Got to try this that.
Isn't they get a Chinese? I'm not too sure what that means. They get a Chinese delivered, and then they take a picture of it.
So they must plate it up. So they must remove it from the takeaway and then display it in a creative way, I'm guessing.
You could do that. Be a new TikTok thing: bad takeaways.
Well, there's quite
a few
of them.
You take pictures of horrible takeaways that look like somebody just vomited onto your plate. I was at a restaurant and I asked the waitress to ask a family at the next table to get the child tablet turned down. It was blaring and the child was gone to the loo. The mother told the dad and he gave me a dirty look and started singing at the top of his voice what was playing. Oh!
That's horrible for everybody.
They sounded like a bit, you know, a bit stressed. Now, I think the root issue is that we all have addictions to our phones and we need to do something about it. Being on your phone is at a restaurant is a symptom, not the actual problem. Yeah, there may well be a lot of logic in that. Now, ordinary punters going in, what do they think?
And on that, on the customer's experience, I mean, it's expensive to eat out wherever you go these days, even to a cafe. It's not cheap to take a family of five out for a meal. You could easily drop anywhere between 150 to 200 for an average meal.
Yeah.
And that's without starters. So you want to have it. You want a good experience and you're saving on the dishes and you want the meal, as my wife says, to be better than what you could make at home.
Absolutely.
And
yeah,
many of the times it's not. Here are people from around the world, all different points of view when it comes to manners, behaviours in restaurants.
If we've sit for 10 minutes and we haven't been served, we just get up and turn and leave.
You just leave? You just give up?
Yeah, we give up.
You don't hang around?
We go to another restaurant. Who really?
So you can't even hang around to wait around for the bad etiquette, to watch other people's bad manners, eating with their mouth full. When people eat with their mouth full, you know, do you mind that?
Oh, God, yes.
Just leaning out of me and coughing in general.
Coughing?
Yeah.
Sorry, I just coughed at you. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Coughing in a restaurant?
Yeah. Handing over dirty handkerchiefs and all that.
Dirty handkerchiefs or dirty napkins.
Yeah.
You know, it's how you've been brought up, your culture, that possibly maybe affects that. You know, to one person's manners to another person's manners is completely different. So, and I think it's a multicultural, you know, particularly in Dublin itself, you might see someone's sort of aspect or view of it maybe different to someone else's, so...
Considerate mouthfuls, I'd say. I wouldn't go and...
Do you talk with your mouth full?
No, never. That's a big no-no.
And when you see it, how does it make you feel? When you're out,
it just makes you feel a bit uncomfortable, really, doesn't it? I mean,
yeah, and people give up their manners just for the sake of having an ego now, because you can get everything off your phone or for Uber Eats and stuff, so they kind of...
You think it might be because of the apps? People have lost their manners?
Yeah, people just don't really care too much, because now they can get someone just to deliver it to their door. Yeah. Sort of like cheap labour and stuff, so they don't really respect the people that do it.
Yeah, you have to remember your poor delivery driver. That's not an easy job, especially going into the winter. They make their money, it must be said. Thing is, though, you have to be very careful about judging people, because it just came back to me.
Mm-hmm.
This was years ago that I was in a very fancy restaurant. And
very
it was one
fancy.
Of those kind of, we go there once and see what it's like kind of a job. You know, you'd almost have to save up.
Like a Michelin type place.
Yeah, you do have to save up for it. And we went in and there was four of us. We went in, sat down, and then noticed there was loads of, you know, young kind of well-off looking couples.
Yes.
Not eating their dinner, looking at their phones.
What were they doing?
They were just looking at their phone. Like, she'd be kind of looking at her phone, he'd be looking at his phone. And they were at this, you know, they were going out for a dinner that was going to cost them like 400 quid or something.
So just wealthy people just, who didn't want to talk to each other but just, wanted to be in a nice restaurant.
Yeah. But I said, look at that fella over there on his phone. And as I was pointing my finger, I knocked over the bottle of wine.
Oh my God.
All over the table. The nice white tablecloth ruined.
Oh, my God.
And those nice cotton tablecloths, they
stain.
You can't get those stains out. You really can't.
So that's, you know, that's kind of karma.
Yeah, that is karma.
You were criticising someone.
Yeah, exactly. And it came back to me.
Oh,
yeah.
I know. Who am I? Let people at it. Yeah. As the restaurant said, just let them at it. As long as you come and spend money, we're happy.
Yeah, indeed. Then again, we have to get chips afterwards because the mood is so scabby. Henry, thanks a million, as ever.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.